Pinball Clemens coming up. Pinball is in line for the Pinty's Playmaker of the Weekend,
yeah.
Even though he didn't play. But remember early in the year, he had to go down to the sideline because like, there was some dust-ups with some of the players and kind of felt like they got off to a poor start and there was a lot of heat around Dinwiddie and the team, and Pinball cooled things down and, you know, he took a couple flyers on veteran players. Speedy Banks finally got his Grey Cup. He got flagged late in the game yesterday, yeah. too, which was not a smart flag to take, but ultimately the Argos end up winning.
Pinball's got away with words, eh? Like, if you're in a locker room and Pinball comes in and he starts talking, you feel like you want to run through a wall for that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he is such... He literally is an inspirational speaker.
Does he do that?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not surprised.
Pinball speaking in front of a crowd, I would guess he does it 30 times a year. How many times do you think Pinball gets up in front of a crowd of at least 100 people?
Not enough.
There's the answer for you. Here he is. He's 7-0 lifetime in the Grey Cup as a player, as a coach, and as an executive. Here is Pinball Clemens. How about that stat, Pinball? You're 7-0. All you do is when you're playing, you're coaching, or you're in management, is you win Grey Cups.
Well, I have to say that I do very little of that. our team has done a lot of that. So, there's no I in team here, and we just so excited with the effort of the guys and how far they've come in such a short time. You know, we started this 2 years ago, actually three, because we missed the 1 year because of the pandemic. But what was, you know, I think what's more critical here is so we've been playing together 2 years. So we came in first last year. So you think, okay, there is a little bit of momentum here. But Coach Dinwiddie had the unfortunate thing of a really good thing for him. So his defensive coordinator gets the head job somewhere else. But depleted most of his staff. And so really we had a first-place team from last year that was in many ways starting over again with a new offense, I mean a new defense, a new special teams, and all of his staff from an offensive standpoint was different as well. And so to see the guys kind of graduate through this process and grow through this season has been delightful.
Pinball, when you came in a couple years ago, I remember talking to you in studio here, and it was a tough task ahead to kind of change the fortunes. If you can look back on that, if there was one transaction or one kind of thing you said to the group that was going to be the philosophy going forward, could you pinpoint one thing where everybody kind of knew that it was all business and things were going to change?
You can go in all business. That doesn't mean that things are going to change because you're playing against professional athletes as well. I don't think anybody has an unprofessional approach. I think one of the things that have really benefited us is our Canadian talent. When we look at our guys who were the player of the game, the most outstanding player and the most outstanding Canadian, Enoch Mwamba. He is new to our team. When we look at our one of only a couple of all-stars we had as CFL all-stars, and that's Gittins, Curly Gittins, and he has been probably our most consistent receiver on the offensive side of the ball, and you look at the guy who blocked the punt. Of course, he had a little penalty on the face mask, but he was actually one that blocked the punt in the last minute of the game. All Canadian-born players, and our offensive line has been so strong and such a big part of who we are. And again, four of our five starters are Canadian. When many teams use two, three, and some have even used four linemen, American linemen. And this year, the majority of our line, and so we've been very practical and at some level fortunate. You know, when you talk about the draft and who you get and how things land, our most outstanding special teams player was another young running back who is that Daniel Adebaboye, and so when we look at our Canadian talent has gotten so much better, so much stronger, and I think that along with what is core, the offensive line and defensive line. We're so fortunate in terms of getting better in those areas too, but I think that's the heart of our success.
Pinball, you guys go into that game as underdogs, and you're going up against a team that's had a lot of success. They're the defending champs. How hard was it to convince your group that they could win that game? Because all you hear around you is how good the Blue Bombers are and how, you know, Toronto's the underdog. Like, was there a nothing to lose kind of attitude that your team had going into that?
No, we weren't overwhelmed about the competition, but we knew that they have a great team, and you can argue still today that they have the best team. I wouldn't, you know, take you on in that argument. All we needed to do is be the best team for 60 minutes of football, and it took all 60 minutes, proved to prevail in that point. And saying that, when we look at matchups, we were 1-1 against them a year ago. They beat us once, we beat them once. This year when we played, it was a 1-point game. We had a chance to tie it after marching down and scoring the touchdown, and we missed the convert to tie the game. But again, in that game, right, I think you could look and say, yes, Winnipeg was the best player that game, even though we had a chance, or the best team that game, even though we had a chance to tie it. But the idea here is we were a good matchup. Sometimes you just match up well against teams, and so this was a really good matchup for us. We knew that all we had to do is play 500 football against them the last 2 years. So they beat us twice, we beat them once, and we needed to even the score, and that would have us carry the cup.
We're chatting with Pinball Clemons again. He's landed back in Toronto, the Argos, winning the 109th Grey Cup last night. And I'm curious what you were thinking when McLeod Bethel-Thompson had to leave the game and Chad Kelly goes in. I mean, I didn't pick up on any panic on the sideline, but I'm sitting at home watching in Toronto. What was it like on the sideline? What was it like from your standpoint when you realized we're in the fourth quarter of a tight Grey Cup and our starting quarterback can no longer grip a football?
Anything can happen. and the reason I say that is Chad Kelly is a very exciting player, right? But again, right, he is not been in the league. This is only his first year in the league. You know, he hasn't gotten a lot of reps and all of those things, but he is one of those special players. And consistent with that, you know, the idea here is this could go really good or this could go really bad. And thanks for us, it went really well. And thanks for him as well. And it speaks to his work and the time that he's put in, the rigor that he's put in. He didn't just come in and hand the ball off to Andrew and AJ, right? He just he went out and he snapped the ball through and ran with it himself for maybe the biggest play in the game.
Pinball, I know you've got more energy than probably anyone in the city. How long do you keep at it? How much is left in the tank for Pinball Clemons?
Well, you know, I'm only 2 years in this new role. I guess, we had the 1 year that we did play. And so only a couple of years in this role. And so we're still, I told them that I thought it would take us 3 years to get to the cup and three seasons, I guess, and it only took us two. So I still have a little bit of work to do in terms of trying to help us build what is this core, so that our real goal was to be competitive every season. We came on the heels of a couple of difficult seasons is one of the reasons that I did come back. And so we're trying to build a core, a collaborative core. I always tell our guys that if you're the smartest guy in the room, it's your own fault, right? So it's our job to build excellence around us, right? And so it's not just one. I had no chance by myself to build this team, this group. It's the guys that we put around us, and so we really feel like have a special group, and we want to continue to grow. And as we move on, we want to leave the team in better shape than we found it.
Well, you couldn't find yourself in better shape today. I mean, you guys are Grey Cup champs, and you're back home, and it was obviously an incredible season and a great game last night. Congratulations on that. We'll let you settle back in Toronto and enjoy the celebrations, and awesome season as always, Pinball, and we really appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you.
Well, listen, if there was a Grey Cup given out in your profession, you guys would have one, that's for sure. So thank you so much, team, and always great to be on with you. Hopefully next time I can be in the studio.
Yes. You know, it's always an open invitation. We'll do that soon. Thank you, Pinball.
All right. Thank you. Have a great one, guys.
You got it. There's Pinball Clemens handing out Grey Cups to us.
How about that one?
That's...
If you're the smartest guy in the room, that's your own fault.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's three of us in the room right now.
Some of these guys think they're the smartest guy in the room.
You think you're the smartest person on earth.
I don't think I'm the smartest person on earth.
That might be your own fault that you're the smartest guy in
the room. Would you not agree that this guy thinks that he's the smartest person on the universe?
You're jamming me up with a question like that, man.
Because you know the answer is yes.
But I also don't, you know, it's like being, you know, when you ask any, you know, Chase Claypool once called himself a top five wide receiver in the NFL. Like, that's just him being honest. You know, you're not the best unless you think you're the best. So,
but I haven't said anything.
Like, I'm not Chase Claypool. I didn't claim I was the smartest person.
But if you, but if you did, I wouldn't necessarily blame you for it. I think I'm the smartest person in this room. That's what you're asking. I will triumphantly say
you're
that.
You're the most educated.
Thank you.
You have the most education.
I had a exactly. I had a casino at one point while I was being educated. Street smart.
That is the smartest person, that guy that has a casino.
Yes, although I'm the only guy to ever operate a casino that lost money.
No.
Usually the house always wins.
So the lights went off.
Yeah, the lights went off.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it was really not good.
How are you manufacturing that? Like, just had goons in there running it? Or
it was that the limits were too low because we didn't have enough money. And then, so everyone was just like... Guys were splitting fours, fives. It was just everything. Like,
yeah.
hit. You're like, dude, you're killing me here, man. So if someone got in a heater, I was screwed.
So were you?
Because I didn't have money.